Blog Talk Radio.
How many want the Lord to rain on you?
Rain on my Holy Spirit.
9188.
Is that what you want tonight? Holy Spirit. Rain on my field. What I asked him one morning at 4:30. I said, rain on my field. No one was around. Just me and Daddy God. I had something on my heart. I said, Holy Spirit, Melissa needs rain on my feet. Come on, help me sing it.
Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Anybody excited on tonight what the Father has prepared for his sons and his daughter? Amen. I don't know about you. You should always be excited when it comes down to the word of God on tonight. Amen. The song say, rain on me tonight. I don't know about you all, but I need God to rain on me tonight. I receive the rain tonight. Come on, hallelujah. I thank God for the rain, because the rain in the natural, it began to wash away some things, begin to cleanse, begin to purge them, begin to wash away all this pattern that we got going on. So I don't know about you all tonight, but I am very excited to see what God has prepared for his disciples, hallelujah, his sons and his daughter. As I was seeking God on this week, God, what would you have for your peoples on tonight? Amen. Come on, somebody. I come before God, empty vessels, and begin to seek and pray and fast on this week. Oh, my God, I'm a long day fasting on this week, and I'm always fasting. But this week, I went up and above. No drinking, no eating, nothing until after 4 o'clock. How many know when you're desperate? When you're in your desperate way, answer. And you need God to come quickly and come now. He said, these can come through much fasting, much prayer. So I said, God, I'm seeking you for some directions. I need some clarification. I need a confirmation. And I said, God, you know, I heard in the word of God say, these can come through much fasting, much prayer. So this week I began to fast and seek the face of God, laying before God and crying out, and my prayer shawl melted on before him. And I promise you, my God is on the next day. God gave me my answer. Let me tell you something, people. So, God, when you get serious with God, it don't take no long time. I don't care what nobody say. That's why we all need a personal relationship, a divine relationship, a divine connecting with God. You need to learn how to go in for yourself. Come on, somebody. There's nothing wrong with having these pastors and apostles and bishops and prophets oversee them. But God said in this season right here, come on, somebody, you got to have your own person, your own intimate, how you got to go in before God for yourself. And I thank God that I'm one of them. I know how to go in, go out for myself. Some things I might not understand, and I make a couple phone calls, begin to talk to different people that I know connected to me. Come on, somebody. Somebody's going to tell me the natural truth. They're going to compromise with me. They're going to tell me this is what it means, sis. This is what you got to do. Come on. Oh, my God. See, sometimes we don't like this one. Come on, somebody. We want people to tell us, you know, the easy thing. But somebody said tonight, trust the process. Oh, that's good right there. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence, our sister, to the voice of God. Just want to say thank you for another opportunity on tonight, Father God, that you speak through my lips of clay. Oh, my God. God, whatever you say, I yield myself now to the Holy Spirit. And God, you get the glory, you get the honor, and you get the praise. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray right now. Amen. Welcome, everybody, to Women Speak Now. I am Papa Lisa Harris. I am through every Thursday night, but we do give honor to the Most High God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we do give honor to our brother, Pastor E. Hamilton. We thank God for the man of God that he has allowed us to come together on Thursday night, different women to speak. And I don't know about you, the Bible says give honor to, so I honor tonight, my kingdom brother, come on somebody, my non-network brother, Pastor E. Hamilton, thank you, man of God, I appreciate you so much. But there is a word from the Lord on tonight. I began to seek God, and God, what you have me to give for your people. And this is the subject, the title, God is going to do it again. Ooh, that's good right there. Come on somebody, tell your neighbor, God is going to do it again. Oh, woo, that's good right there, y'all. God is going to do it again. Come on, somebody. You might have missed the first time, the second time, the third. It don't matter how many times you miss. Tonight, tell yourself tonight, God is going to do it again. And when God says he's going to do it, it's going to happen. Come on, it's a mandate. Tonight, God said, God is going to do it again. Ooh, my God. But the question tonight for everybody on this line, are you willing to go through the process? Whew, that's good right there. See, God's going to do it again, but that's a requirement. There's some things that we have to do in order for God to do it again. Come on, somebody, you got to go through the process. Stay in your place. Stay in your position. Stay in your lane. Come on, somebody. Don't look to the left, to the right, look straight ahead. Come on. You got to fast. You got to pray. In order for God going to do it again, count the cost. It's going to cost you something. Ooh, God going to do it again and again for me and you. God told Joshua, God said to him, I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses. Now, God told Joshua, come on, somebody. He said, Joshua, go in and possess the land. Now, it's something Joshua had to do in order for God going to do it again. Joshua had to be obedient. Come on, somebody. Joshua had to have faith. Joshua had to believe God. But God said, go in and possess the land. I'm going to give you the land where every place you place your feet in. I promise, he says, I promise Moses. Ooh, ah, my God, I feel the power of God right there. He says he promised Moses. Don't you know he's going to do it for us? Come on. He said he's the same God. Changes not yesterday, today, and forevermore. I promise Moses. And he said, and an awesome promise. He will do it again. Tell the Lord thank you right there. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. May not know when or how, but God is going to do it again. Woo! See right there, it doesn't matter when, what time, what month, what day, what week. All you got to know tonight, the Holy Ghost said, God is going to do it again for you and me. Do you believe? In this very hour right here, now come on somebody. In this very hour, God said he's going to do it again. Do you believe? April the 15th, come on, 2021, 8:12 p.m., 6:12 California time, that God said he's going to do it again. Let me tell you something. Stay on the promise of God. Don't let nobody, this is a season like people of God. You got to be so focused on anger and rooted in God. I don't care if nobody believe you. I don't care if nobody hear what you're saying. You need to tell them tonight that the Holy Ghost said God is going to do it again. Come on, somebody. You don't worry about what you already missed. Worry about what you didn't do, what you should have did. It's about now. Now. This is the season right here. God is giving a blow to people of mine, supernatural. But all that I'm going to tell you tonight is going to count the cost. What you want in this season, it's going to take much sacrifice, much persecution, going through some things. Come on, be lied on. It's your name, be scandalized. And guess where it's going to come from? Y'all, you ready? Guess where it's going to come from? In the house of God. People that labor with you, pray with you, worship with you. Come on. It's going to come from them. Those are the ones going to lie on you, persecute you. Come on. Go false accuse you. Oh, man. But God said, just trust the process. Because I don't care what you're doing to me, baby. All I know is God told me on April 15, 2021, that God is going to do it again. So you keep on talking. And then I read in Psalm 35, say, he said, please my cause, O Lord, fight against them, fight against me. And then he said, for same pit you dealt with me, he said, you've been a fallen. So again, God's going to do it again. Ha! Woo! Hallelujah! I feel the power of God right now, and I ain't got into the word yet. Now, he said in his word that I am God, and I change us not. Why do we change us? Ooh! Let me put a pin right there. Come on, somebody. Why do we change it? God said, I am God and I change it now. Why do we change? It's just for season. Summer, spring, winter, fall. Why do we change like the weather when God says, I am who I say I am? He said, I don't change it. So why do we change? When every time we go through some stuff, come on, somebody, we change it. When you go through some stuff, God is trying to make us and motivate and shake us. It's something in us that God said, I want to get out you. It's something in us that God wanted to die. See, sometimes, can I be real right now? We just need to grow up. We need to be more mature, more women, more God. This for me. Come on, somebody, this week I went through some stuff I didn't understand. So I called one of my prayer partners. He began to tell me why you're going through this. And I said, but this is happening in the church. He said, baby, that's what's going to happen in the church. And it's going to happen outside. And I said, oh, I got it now. He said, see, they ain't got what's on your life. They ain't got it all on their life like you. So they finna not know. They finna start lying on you, going to the bishop and saying things that you ain't saying. But no, God say, do not let it move you. Because God going to do it again. When I got a word from God, I said, God, I see why. I see why the persecutions, the lies came, false accusations. And then Jesus said, baby, they lied on me. He said, did you forget that they lied on me? Who you think you are? He said, you're one of my disciples. You're one of my chosen daughters. You're my chosen prophet. You're my chosen evangelist. You're my chosen mother. He said, don't you know they're going to lie? Because God says, I'm elevate you. When elevation comes, persecution comes. Woo, that's good right there. Elevation comes, greater noises, greater prophetic, greater demons, greater devils going to try to attack you. But I said, God, I got to trust the process. See, once you see why you're going through what you're going through, and then you will understand, and then you'll be willing to say, God, I see why. But guess what? I got a word from the Holy Ghost. God is going to do it again. So keep on lying on me. Come on, somebody. Keep on laying down stuff before me, because God told me to step over them. I got a word from the Holy Ghost that no weapon from against me shall not prosper. And he said, every time I was against her, the Holy Ghost said, I shall condemn. Then the Holy Ghost said, I'll be in your heaven service. So God is going to do it again. Somebody said, now you better get this word. And I don't know, whatever you started, I need you to go back and pick it up. Because your God said tonight, God going to do it again. So pick it back up. Pastor E said something about that last month about reading and write the book. Write the book. Write the book. Write the book. So guess what? God's going to do it again, but you got to do something in order for God to do it again. God ain't going to drop nothing in our lap. Come on, somebody. Come on. You got to get up. Got to do something. Today, my first day doing my outreach ministry. Pastor E, I told God, oh, my God, 2021, I will not be stuck in these four walls. Come on, somebody. I said, God, you put something in my belly. Ooh, my. Hey, oh, my shit. Hey. I can travail and be having going through the sickness as I'm praying them. Lord, hey, got to get general, got to get Christ up. And I said, God, I'm praying. I'm almost to give birth. So I see now the enemy using people trying to make me have a miscarriage, abort my baby, be premature. But I said, I got it now because God going to do it again. Woo! Jesus, I'm about to run in my own house tonight. Y'all, excuse me. Please excuse me. He said in his word that I am God, and I change it now. She went and did according to Saint Elijah, and she and he, God, met by next problem in the Bible, and he will do it again today, tonight, tomorrow. Let's go to a scripture, then I'm going to finish this word. It's so good, y'all, I promise you. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now, the fire. Our first verse is going to be Psalms 126:5-6. Psalms 126:5-6. He that goeth forth and weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again, with rejoicing, bring his sheep with him. Again, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. So the Bible says reaping may endure for a night, but joy gonna come in the morning. Come on, somebody. Again, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Crying is a cleansing, it's a healing, it's a purging. So we should not mind crying, screaming, howling, jumping, because the more we cry, it's the more that we are released. Come on, somebody. I'm at my own house, and I speak before God in prayer. And if I got to cry, if I got to purge, I'm going to run in the bathroom, and I'm going to let God purge me. Then I'm going to go back and get right back into that place, because there's something in us that God needs to get out of us. Can I get a witness right there? Amen. Jeremiah 31, verse 16 says, this is a reference to Psalms 126, 5, and 6. Jeremiah 31 and 16 say, thus says the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thy eyes from tears, for thy word shall be rewarded, says the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemies. Verse 17, and there is hope in thy end, says the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. So it don't matter about you crying. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy shall come in the morning. So we should not mind crying, because why I'm crying? Because God's going to do it again. Why I'm fasting? Because God's going to do it again. Can I get just one amen right there? So you must be ready, because the Son of Man will come in an hour. And when you do not expect him, he's going to show up. Uh-oh. See, he's not. You just heard the word. I'm going to read it one more time. One more time. This is what the word, this is what he's saying. So you must be ready, because the Son of Man will come in an hour. And when you do not expect him, that's when he's going to show up. That's when your blessing's going to show up. When you not expecting, it's going to show up at your front door. It might not, they might on your doorbell, or they might not drop it off and keep it moving. Because guess what? God's going to do it again. So you got to start expecting. Start making position. Start preparing yourself. Making place in your heart. Whatever you've been desiring, you've been wanting. We should already want spiritual things first. Amen. And then the natural thing. But how can God do it again if you ain't prepared? It says you must be ready. Come on, somebody. You must be ready. Every day we should be preparing ourselves. Get ready to go be with God. We know we got some visions, some dreams, some promises that we need to be doing. But even while you wait, you need to be building. You need to be building. You need to be working. The Bible said, go in the hedges and the highway and compel them to come. When the last time you went out witness, when the last time you knocked on somebody's door, when the last time you told somebody, I just come to tell you that God loves you. And so do I. Come on, somebody. If I was a ghost friend's soul to cry, you must be wise. So is God going to do it again? What are you doing in order for God to do it again? Oh, ooh, that's good right there, y'all. Ah, that's good. That's good. Ooh, Holy Ghost, help your way tonight. St. Matthew 24 and 44. St. Matthew 24 and 44. Let me tell you something quick, I'll get the scripture out. When any time, listen real good, keep my kingdom mind people tonight. Any time God puts you through the refining fire, you must know and you got to know that God is going to do again. And sometimes it be the leaders who attack us, leaders say things to us. You know why? Because they want to see where we at. See, sometimes they want to see if this going to move you. It's going to break you. Come on, it's going to make you. Tonight, somebody will say, God, it ain't going to break me, but it's going to make me. Ah, woo! Because I'm like a tree. I'm planted, baby. Though the wind keep on coming, but I'm anchored. I'm rooted in the word of God. So the song keep on raging in my life. But my soul is anchored in the Jesus Christ. Now, can I get an amen right there? St. Matthew 26 and verse 44. This is what the word of the Lord says. Therefore, ye also ready for such an hour as you think, not the Son of Man coming. Verse 45, who then is a faithful and wise servant? Tonight, Jesus is speaking. Are we faithful? Not until no building. It's all, but you got to be faithful to God first. So you be faithful to your pastor, your whoever it is. But God said tonight, I need you to be faithful to me. So what you saying? 3 o'clock in the morning, are you going to get up and pray? 6 o'clock? 9 o'clock? Are you going to pray around the hour? Are we going to tell Jesus, not this time. But you said God's going to do it again. It's a sacrifice. Much is given. Much is required. Amen. So, okay, here we go, verse 45. Who then is faithful and wise servant? Those who win souls to Christ, you must be wise as a serpent. So, wise. Watch your words. Watch your action. You got to be watchful. Wise is, I'm going to speak what God tell me to speak. Then the Bible say, love and kindness have I drawn thee, a soft answer will turn away the wrath of God. We be kingdom-minded women and men of God. We must be wise. In this season right here, come on, somebody. We got to be very wise. People are watching up. People are observing up. See, we all done made vows. Can I be real? We all done made vows. We done made commitments to God. What we going to do in 2021? Come on, somebody. We in April, almost in May. And some still sitting down. Some you still ain't doing nothing. But God said, I'm going to do it again. But he said, I ain't going to do it till you get up, fulfill the ministry that I gave you. You can't wait on man to validate you. Oh, that's good right there. My. In the kitchen, the Holy Ghost said, Lisa, I chose you to be a prophet and a prophetess. You don't need men to validate you. You don't need men to tell you who you are. He said, I told you who you are. So God said, don't be afraid of the faith. Ooh, my God. Yeah, Cordia. Don't be afraid of the faith. He said, go into the heavens and the highway and compel them to come. Not come to you, but come. See a man named Jesus Christ. And he loved you just as you are. You got to put the beer can down, the bottle of can down. You got to put nothing down. I come to tell you that God loved you. He loved the sinner like he loved me. So I'm here to tell you, I want to somebody named Jesus Christ that can tell you anything about yourself. I ain't come to judge you. But I came in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I come to encourage you. I come to let you know, baby, it's okay. Come on, because we all tonight excited. Can I be real? We all got a black book that we don't do some things in our life that we shouldn't do. So how can we be so older than that? Can I be real? And you so older than that, you got a little name. Come on, somebody. Now you want to judge somebody. No. You got to be wise. The Bible says those who win souls to Christ, you must be wise. Walk in humility. Walk in harmony. Walk in love. And I believe in the book of 1 Corinthians say you can prophesize in all these tongues and symbols. But he said, if baby, charity. If you ain't walking in charity, that means nothing. Can I get an amen tonight? Okay. Who then is faithful and wise serving? Whose is Lord had made ruler over his household? To give them meat in due season. So tonight, I have a question. I'm going to pause just for one second there. Is this your due season? See, can't nobody tell you it's your due season. You should turn around here and wait on your pastor or your bishop, your apostle, your prop, whoever it is. You don't need to wait on them to say, this is my due season, because guess what they say? They might not never tell you. Come on. Don't you know they see something in you that's greatness, potential, and don't you know they can get jealous of us also? Come on, somebody. Don't wait on no man to validate you. Don't wait on no man to tell you it's your due season. You better go to the Holy Ghost and say, God, if this is my due season. Woo! Yes. Cool. Bye. God is going to do it again. How do I know God's going to do it again? He told me he's going to do it again. And then he told me what I got to do in order for God. Gonna do it again. Woo! Y'all, that's good. Right? Y'all know about y'all. And now God is gonna do it again. And now God do it again. Bring the rain to our drops. So if you plant some flowers outside, if you ain't had no rain in weeks or months, you can prophesy. Come on, somebody. You can prophesy to the north, south, east, and west of God. My plants need some rain. Now, God, I know it's sunshine, it's hot outside, but you told me to prophesy to the four corners of the earth, and you told me that if I speak to the earth rain, you said that you will command the rain. Now, I got a word from you that you told me to speak to the drought. So right now, my drought might be dry, but what you you're going to do it again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So somebody tonight, you need to tell God, God, you're going to do it again, because we got a word right here from the Lord. And I just told you this, that God said, now God's going to do it again. He said, I'm going to bring the rain into your drought, sprinkling light. So those who plant, woo, have you plant anything in your ground yet? What? When the last time you plant something? See, tonight, come on, you got to work your faith. Work your faith. Those who plant in their crops is the parent will shout yes at the harvest. Woo, I'm going to run it here tonight. Come on, somebody. Have you put anything out there in your flower bed? Have you put anything in your house? And you said, God, though it's right right now. It's right. It's right. But God, you told me to prophesy. You told me to prophesy to the north, see, east, and the west, and command the rain to come. God, I release my faith. It's going to change. I'm going to give you a testimony. I had a shower in my bedroom, shower in the house. Y'all, I'm telling you the truth. For months, my water in my shower would not get hot. Get hot in one bathroom. So one day I said, God, you know what? I like my shower in my bedroom. It just sounds about the shower in my bedroom. But my water won't get hot. The Holy Ghost said, I need you to get up now, get your oil. I need you to lay hand on your faucet. Lay hand on your faucet. Lay hand on the thing that holds it. And he said, I want you to decree and declare this water is going to get hot tonight. I command this water that comes out, you're going to get hot tonight. I'm tired of going in the house, taking a shower. I like my shower in my own bedroom. I promise y'all. The Holy Ghost said, turn the water on. I promise y'all. That water in my shower is getting hot. What if I did not believe my own faith? Come on, somebody. What if I was like, oh, it ain't going to happen. It ain't happen so much now. So I used to be going in the Holy Ghost said, exercise your faith. Come on. He said, how you going to know what's in your hand if you don't use it? Ooh, that's good right there. How you know what's in your hand? And God said, your miracle is in your mouth. Ooh, oh, my God. He said, your miracle is in your mouth. But you're going to open up your mouth, decree and declare that something's getting ready to happen. God is going to do it again. Woo! How do you know he did it for me? A simple thing. See, if I would have been in where I'm at right now, the one in my shower would have been just about that. The one in my shower would have been getting hot, but here I am. I don't understand why the one in one bathroom is getting, I mean, Googling stuff about the shower. And I'm like, I don't understand. The Holy Ghost say, lay hands on it. I said, okay. So guess what? I had crazy faith, y'all. I went in there and did it. And guess what? The water's getting hot. I said, oh, see, right here, I start rejoicing. Because, see, that is my harvest. God did it. God's going to do it again. Ha, ha, ha. Woo, y'all better get ready. I'm telling you right now, God's going to do it again. I don't know what you're going to put up before God. If you didn't put it up before God, I dare you tonight. Put something up before God, and you watch the Holy Ghost when God says, I'm going to do it again. Are you ready? Remember, your miracle, your breakthrough, your healing, whatever you need is in your mouth. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. How do you know I tried it for myself? And God did it. And he said, I'm going to do it again. God has done it all before. He will do it again. Come on, somebody. He's willing, much more willing than I can ever say, to perform a mighty miracle in your life today. Uh-oh. Refrain. God can do it again. Uh-oh. Refrain. God can do it again and again and again. And he's the same God today as he always has been yesterday and now and forever. He's always the same. God says, I don't change. Why do they change? Woo! I tell y'all, ready because God said, I'm going to do it again. This is your due season right here. The waiting is over. Walk into your season. See, some of us, we walking, but we ain't walking by faith. We talking, but we ain't talking by faith. That's why he said your miracle is in your mouth. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah tonight. I don't know about y'all, but I'm finna, y'all need to walk outside from tomorrow and say, you need to speak to your plant and say, I command my plant to produce. I command them in the name of Jesus Christ. And now I command no more drops. That means ain't no more dry season. Come on, somebody. You better prophesy to that rain. You better prophesy to the four corners of the earth. You better decree and declare that the Holy Ghost said, no more drop. He said, this is your harvest. Ah. Woo. Come on, you walk around now and say, this is my season. Not only my season, but this is my due season. Somebody, you say, this is the premise of God. We Abraham see. Abraham, a man of great faith. Come on, somebody. Abraham, God told Abraham, go. Get from among your kindred. Go to a foreign country. Take nothing with you. Tonight, really to be Abraham's seed. Come on. I'm Abraham's seed. Abraham, a man of faith. Abraham, a man of many nations. Because Abraham obeyed God. When God told him to get out, go. You son of a, we want to, oh, no, I don't know if it's God. Oh, I don't even know. Baby, let me tell you something. God ain't going to send you nowhere in the wilderness. He tell you in the wilderness a reason why. But God ain't going to allow you to go out there and be a, and make a fool out of yourself. He said he already prepared the way for us. All we got to do, get up, walk by faith. And why? God said, I'm going to do it again. And again, and again, and again. Woo! Y'all, I'm telling you right now, y'all better get excited. I'm excited. Well, I'm so excited, Pastor E. Today, my first outreach ministry started. After God had another over 74 walls and the main churches. I nothing wrong with that. But God, you told me to go out. Outreach. Reach one. So why am I set up in these churches, Sunday for Sunday, and nothing, come on, it's time to help them. But God say, souls are waiting on you now. Some people is not going to come to a building because of different things. You know why? Because we don't judge them. We don't criticize them. When they walk in the building, we look at them up and down, turning up your nose at them, and looking all crazy. So they don't want to come. So take the church to the church. And why? Because God's going to do it again. I'm going to leave my last scripture. I'm almost done, y'all. I promise you I am. I'm almost done. I promise you. I'm at the finish line right now. Because the Bible says the race not given to the swift nor the strong, but the one that's going to endure to the end. Tell me last, I'm going to endure to the end. You know why? Because God's going to do it again. Ooh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. This is my last scripture. Hebrews 13:8. He will do it again. Woo! I got a word from God. See, it's on now. Pastor E, Mr. Terry, it's on and popping. Here we go. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. We're going to read verse 9. Be not carried away with divers, strange doctrines. Uh-oh. Ooh, you better be careful who table you eat from. Be careful who feeding you. Be careful who you connect with. Be careful who you fall in. You better know their fruit. Know their labor. Come on, somebody. Know what kind of tree. If they bad folks, just you've been following them. Uh-oh. Ah, that's good right there. Be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines. Uh-oh. But it is a good thing that the heart be established. Uh-oh. Are you established? First of all, You need to be established in God first. Then God will connect you to a ministry. And you got to know that God connects you there. Come on, somebody. The Bible says if you in the ministry right now, there's no fruit, there's no harvest in it. After years, you better begin to say, God, why ain't no fruit in this ministry? Guess what? It begins with the head first. We don't need to wait on no pastor to tell us to do certain things. What if he tell you and me we can't do it? Uh-oh. What if he tell you and me it ain't planned? What if he tell you and me you got to sit here for 2 to 3 years? And God say, I need you to go here, go there. So who you going to obey? Ooh, that's hard to think about right there. Oh, that's good right there, y'all. I'm sorry. That's good. Who you going to obey? I hear the word of God said, better obey God than me any day. Uh-oh. Ooh. Father, tonight, we in prison. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Father's in prison right tonight. You know what? Because we say no way a man to validate us when I'm a man to say, do this. But God say, I already chose you before you connected this ministry. You had ministry in you. He said, take no man birth it out of you. They can help you, but you got to birth your own ministry out. Woo! That's good, y'all. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I got to figure this word out. I'm sorry, y'all. Be not carried away with diamond and screen doctors. But it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meat. Ooh. Which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Different food and health. You got to be careful whose table we eat from. We got to be careful who feeding us. We got to be careful who puts it in our ear and saying certain things to us. It's okay. But let me tell you something, people of God. Don't put nobody up on a pedestal. See, don't put your pastor or your bishop, your apostle up on a pedestal where you don't make them out of your God, where you don't even want to go to God no more. You want to go to them for everything. Come on. Again, what if they tell you something you can't do and God don't told you to do it? What did the Bible say? Choose this day who you shall serve. Oh, I thank God for this week. I promise y'all the Holy Ghost freed me this week. Come on, somebody. I was in prison. Come in, can I be real? The Holy Ghost freed me this week. How I got free? Fasting, praying, laying on my face, crying, asking God. God, I need an answer. I need you to come quicker, God. I need some direction, God. I need something, God, from you. I need you. Because, see, when you got a one-on-one intimate relationship with God, it don't take God no long time. See, God know right where we at tonight. Come on, somebody. God know where you at tonight. He know where I'm at. You at. He know where we all at tonight. Come on, somebody. But God said it's a requirement. God is going to do it again. Woo! How you know? Because he told me that he going to do it again. How are you sure? I got the evidence. I got the proof. I walk by faith, not by sight. Some things I had to do, and I seen the manifestation immediately. Because I heard God say, get up. So let me tell you something. In this season, you got to get instruction from God first. Line up online, because it's on precept. You got to follow instruction. In the book of Proverbs, Ezekiel, 37 chapter, where God gave Ezekiel instruction what to do. He did everything God told him to do. Come on, somebody. He had walked by step, by step, by step, by step. And when God told him to speak, God told him to do certain things. What happened? It happened. And let me tell you something. We can't have a mixed puzzle. We can have a mixed piece out the puzzle. The puzzle ain't going to come together till it all come together. Come on, somebody. So you got to find one end, go in the right end, one end, go this way, that way. See, that time, God is going to do it again for you and me tonight. If we do it as instruction, listen to the voice of God, follow its instruction. The word of God said, trust in the Lord. Lean not to thy own understanding, but in all your way, if you are not of him, he will direct your path. Trust in God. Come on, somebody. Don't trust in man. Because sometimes men will lead us astray. Men will tell us what they think, and them. How you know I did it this week, last month, and they text me and say, for that word you gave me, it has came to pass. I don't speak nothing out of my mouth to be up on a pedestal. I make sure the Holy Ghost says, when shall we release this word? He said, now. And when you release this word to the whoever it is, they don't know it came from the Holy Ghost, because they're going to forfeit, they're going to say, first thing they're going to say is, you ain't know. How you know? The Holy Spirit gave it to me. What did the Bible say? He do nothing first until he reveal it to his servant, the prophet. Can I get a witness right there? Come on, somebody. See, let me tell you something, people of God. We in this season, again, right now. Right now. Come on, somebody. So right now, you in your due season. But if you ain't extra careful, you're going to mess around and you're going to miss out what God has for you and me, because we are listening to the wrong person telling you it ain't time, you need to sit here, and you're going to sit there and you're going to die. Oh, but I ain't going to die, y'all. Come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you. I was in prison, sitting here. You know, God don't give me so much to do, but I want to do it. But I need to be released. God said, baby, I've been released you. He said, didn't a man release you? He said, when you went through, what was me in it? He said, it was you and me. Tonight, come on, somebody. God going to do it again. How you know? Because I got the evidence. I got a word from God. Come on, I done went through. Woo! See, when you walk through the fire. Woo! When you go through the fire, you won't come out as pure gold. Come on. There ain't going to be no smoke on you. Because when you walk through the fire with the Holy Ghost, he's going to walk you through. 23rd Psalm says, though yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Why? Thy are with me. So tonight, come on, somebody. God going to do it again. How you know? I got the evidence. I got my word. God said it's, we are in our due season right now. Now, it's up to you now. After tonight, what you going to do? You better get up. You better make something happen. Don't wait on man to validate you. Because, baby, you're going to be waiting, and you're going to miss your season again. I don't know about you all, but I don't miss a whole lot of season. You know why? Because I was connected to the wrong person. That's why now I'm very careful, I'm very cautious. I'm looking, I'm being alert, I ain't moving, I ain't saying, I'm walking slow. Because I got to hear from God. I don't need it. I don't need the people pushing in my ear. I don't need the wrong person. I need the Holy Ghost. Speak to me. Holy Ghost, speak to me. Holy Ghost, lead me. Holy Ghost, guide me. Holy Ghost, tell me what I need to do. Holy Ghost, what's the next move? Holy Ghost, what is I need to do next? He going to tell you. Be still and know that I am God. He said, beside me, there is no other. Again, I encourage you on tonight, my kingdom, sisters, and brothers, God going to do it again. Do you believe? Do you have faith? Do you trust God? Now, and the key thing is, do you want God? Do you want God to do it again? Are you going to stay in that same old rut? You should be tired of that by now. Come on, somebody. Why you want to stay there in the same place you've been now? Come on. See, we ain't got to stay in the wilderness for 4 years like they did. We been doing it for months. But it's up to our faith. It's up to your belief. Tonight, I'm encouraging you. Be careful who you let force in your ear. Don't share your vision, your dream, your promise with anybody. Because everybody don't see what you see, baby. They don't believe what you believe. Even some of our family members, we can't even tell them. They ain't where we at. Come on. They say, even in our ministry, we can't share our vision with them. They going to kill it. Try to stop it. Try to do something. Come on. It might be delayed, but it will not be denied, says the Lord. I get in my closet, y'all. I don't know about you all, but I got a word from God on tonight. Woo! May the 15th, 2021, that God's going to do it again for Lisa Carol Harris. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And MC Hammer said, you can't. can't touch this. Woo! How you can, because God said it. I got the promise. I got a seal on this right here. God going to do it again. And this time, say your hand, Pastor E. Bless you, man of God. I am finished.
Praise God, mighty woman of God, my sister, Prophet Lisa.
Bless you.
As you began your broadcast tonight, you said all glory and honor to God. And also you said we give honor to the CEO of our Women Speak Now and our Now Network broadcast, Pastor Edward Hamilton. Amen. Awesome word. God
bless
is going
you.
To do it again.
Bless you.
But you know what? When you ended it, it's our belief. Our belief and wanting him. And we got to want him. Because we all know we need him, but we have to want him. Good word from Lisa. As you ministered with those scriptures, I was just on the same scripture, Hebrews 13:8. If Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever.
Amen.
When you think about it, how he took care of the house of Israel. He took care of the house of Aaron. It's our belief and our faith in God. Like you said, these are some times right now who we going to trust. Like you said, we can't be overburdened our parents, our pastors, and our apostles, who bishops, and different things when we can go to our source with God. Because when we go to him, he's going to tell us. He may tell me, Terry, you go discuss that with Pastor E. Because we have direct access to our God. Now, as you ministered, my sister, I was just saying, because sometimes Philippians 4:6 was coming to my spirit. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let our requests be known to God.
He said,
be known to God. And that's why it says God's instructions first. God is going to tell you who we need to go to get that sound advice.
Come on.
We
got to
trust and honor God at all times.
As you
was ministering, I was just singing over here, James. You remember James Cleveland? I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I don't believe. Like you say, God's going to do it again no matter where we may be, what we may be doing. God's going to do them again when we have our belief and faith in him and trust in him as our source of everything.
Praise God,
my sister.
Awesome word.
Tonight, I'm standing in the gap for Dr. Evan Hamilton. So, my sister, if you would do us the honors and go ahead and pray us out. Amen.
Yes, definitely. Amen.
Praise God.
God.
Love you, too.
Love you, too, my sister. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just come before your presence tonight, Father God. I want to say thank you. Father God, we don't want just hear the word, receive the word. We want to do the word. We want to be about the word. We want to take the word tonight, and we're going to run with the word, and we're going to begin to decree and declare out of our mouth that God is going to do it again. Hallelujah. How do we know he's going to do it again? Because he told me, and that's all that matters. Tonight, I ask you, God, everybody on this line tonight, God, I pray this word will impact them. Oh, my God. I pray this word will go inside of their spirit, go inside their mind and their soul, begin to marinate and begin, let this word begin to apply this word, walk this word, and do it, and say God's going to do it again. Hallelujah. It don't matter how many times that we have missed. But you're going to say, in this season, 2021, this is my due season, and I'm not going to miss my season if I got to disconnect myself or whoever else. If you ain't going where I'm going, I got to go. I must be about my father business. So God, tonight, reply the blood, plead the blood, and you call them, and your pastor and preacher and teacher, the faithful minister tonight, I decree and declare that your miracle is in your mind. I decree and declare that this season you will walk by faith and not by sight. Decree and declare that you will get up and you will make something happen. This is the season right here. My God, you in your due season. Come on. The Bible said one plant, one water, God get the increase. You got to get up. You got to make something happen. And I cover everybody by the sound of my voice on tonight. And I command sweet sleep, sweet rest. I command the peace of God, which is all understanding, that God will be with you. I hear the Holy Ghost said, be not weary and well doing. but joy shall come in the morning. And I decree and declare, I decree and declare, you in your due season right now. Get up and make something happen. And you'll have a blessed night. I love you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And our Father, say amen. I love you all. God bless you. Thank you again, my sister.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my season.
To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say. This is my season. For grace. For what else? For favor. This is my season.
what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.